In this week's parsha, we have the story of Mechiras Yosef, and we know that Reuven, Vayishma Reuven, Vayitzeleim Yadam, Vayomer Lekeinu Nefesh, tried to save the Yosef by telling him to throw him into a pit. There's an interesting medrash that appears in many of the medrashim. Amar of Yitzhak, Limadcha HaTorah Derech Eretz. Shikshu Adam Ose Mitzvah, Yosef Abulev Sameach. Torah is here teaching you that the way, the proper way of life is when you do a mitzvah, you should do it wholeheartedly. You should do it with simcha. Why? She'ilu hayu Reuven yodeh she'Kadosh Baruch Hu machtav alo vayishma Reuven vayitzeleim yadam hayatono meiluch umolicho eitzel aviv. If Reuven had known that Hashem would write in the Torah, vayishma Reuven vayitzeleim yadam, he wouldn't have just had a subtle suggestion and tried to influence them. He would have put him on his shoulders and danced all the way back to Yaakov. Right? And if Boaz had known that Hashem would write about him in Megillas Rus, that he gave the roasted grains to Rus, he would give her filet mignon, etc. Meaning, this shows how excited you should be to do mitzvahs, because, you know, if they had known it would be written in the history books that they did the mitzvahs, they would have done it even better. Now, at first glance, this seems like a strange medrash, right? I'm getting a quizzical look. You should be really excited and take mitzvahs really seriously, because you could get fame and fortune in the history books, like Reuven and Boaz and the other heroes of our Masorah. It seems very peculiar. Like, no, you shouldn't do mitzvah shalol lishma, because maybe it'll go down in the history books and you'll be famous for them and get a lot of praise. You should do mitzvahs because it's Ratzon Hashem and it's the right thing to do. So what's pshat? So Rav Bloch, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells, in his Sefer Shirei Das, says, of course, the Medrash doesn't mean that if they had known to be written down and they'd get famous and a lot of praise for it, they would have been even more excited. No, that's not why we do mitzvahs. But it means not the fact that they got praise for it. Why were these things written down? They were written down because they made history. If Reuven had known that saving his brother was not only an expression of human mercy and brotherly love, but was making history, was saving Klal Yisrael, was changing the course of history, not because he would get praised, not because he would get fame for it. If he would have known that this was a historical decision that makes a difference for thousands of years for all of Am Yisrael, he would have done it with even more Islavos. If Boaz had known that this poor lady came and she didn't have anything to eat, so he was nice, he gave her some extra food to eat. If he had known that that would create etc., 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 and David HaMelech and Mashiach, then he would have done even greater. Meaning, not Shalom Lishma. Lishma, we do things because we want to do the right thing. If they had to realize that not only were they doing the right thing in terms of being a nice person, but they were changing history and saving Klal Yisrael by doing the right thing, they were bringing the world to its ultimate redemption by doing the right thing, they would have been even more excited. And that's the Limad HaTorah Derech Eretz. We try to do the right thing. And we try to do the right thing with Shema, because it's the right thing. And we think like, oh, I'm doing a nice thing today. You know, I see a poor person, I'm helping him today. My friend, I don't know, like Yosef, right? Could have been another. If Yosef had known that when his colleagues in jail were frowning one morning, and he was just trying to be nice and cheer them up and ask them what's wrong, if he could do anything to help, that would make him viceroy of Egypt, he would have done it in that midst with even more Slavos. If you know that every small mitzvah you do that looks like it's a tiny, unimportant thing, really could change history, really could change your entire life, could change all of Klal Yisrael, really could bring the whole world to Geula, then how much more would we do it? Would we do it with Islavos? That's the muster you learn, that everything you do is much more than meets the eye. The effect of every mitzvah you do, and Chas V'Shalom, perhaps the other direction as well, the effect of every mitzvah you do could be unfathomable, and you have no idea what you might be accomplishing. We already mentioned last week, you know, think of Hanukkah. One pach katam, what a difference it makes, right? Think of some guy in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Some guy in the Beis HaMikdash, before the whole Yevonim story happened, he was in charge of putting away the oil, right? And what did he do? He, you know, like most people, he said, oh, look, I have 100 jars of oil, you know, more or less, I'll get it all right, you know, no need to be so makbid. He said, no, I have one jar of oil that came in today, let me make sure it's sealed properly, and let me make sure it's put away properly, you know, let me do this mitzvah the right, shmiras HaMikdash, shmiras kachim the right way. And little did he know that that one jar of oil, which seems so trivial and unimportant and pedestrian, led to the entire Chag of Hanukkah. Who knows what one action you do, what effect it could have? Interestingly, what does the Medrash say? The Medrash says, what about nowadays? Nowadays, we don't have Tanakh. So Rav Kohn, Rav Yeshua, Rav Simon, Shimon, Levi, Yom, Lusha, Yodam, also Mitzvah, Vanavi, Kosva. In the old days, it would be written in Tanakh. How about now? V'achshav, Adam, also Mitzvah, Mikosva, who writes it down? The answer is Eliyahu Melech HaMashiach, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chosem El Yim. You know who writes it down now? Obviously, not in a physical book that we put on the shelf. Who writes Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach? Why Davke Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach? Okay, it's very chashiv. A lot of chashiv things out there. Now, point is, right now, we don't have Tanakh. We don't know in the past what everything led to, but we do know there's such thing as Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach. Who knows if the one action that you do, the one right decision that you make, the one mitzvah that you do extra with a little more slavas, could lead to Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach, could bring the Mashiach in ways that we could not have predicted, just as our ancestors could not have predicted what Vayitzbat Lakoli leads to David HaMelech and how Vayisilei Miyodam leads to the salvation of all of Klal Yisrael. There's one thing we learn from basically every single story in Tanakh. It's that every morning when we wake up and we have one little thing to do, maybe a chesed like Reuven and Boaz, maybe whatever other mitzvah, that if we just make an extra effort to do what we're supposed to do in the right way and take advantage of every opportunity Hashem gives us to a mitzvah, you never know what the effect of that could be. It could be all the way as far as Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach. Shabbat Shalom.